Three questions to ask the person who says they haven't seen God, by Krishna's mercy. Quote, neither the demigods nor any exalted personalities were there helping Rama, for he acted alone. You should not entertain any doubt on this matter. Indeed, Rama shot feathered arrows, plated with gold, which turned into five-headed serpents that devoured all the Rakshasas. The Rakshasas were oppressed with fear, and wherever they went and wherever they turned, they saw Rama in front of them. In this way, O spotless one, have your Rakshasas been destroyed in the forest of Janasthan by Rama? Akampana speaking to Ravan, Valmiki Ramayan, Aranyakand, 31.18-19. Ravan did not believe in God. He knew of the existence of devas, who are godlike entities. He knew that the devas could empower him beyond belief. Ravan never stopped to think about from where they received their position. Who was the benefactor's benefactor? Ravan saw almost firsthand what God can do. The king of Lanka sent 14,000 men to fight against Rama in the forest of Dundak. Usually two against one is enough to ensure victory. Even a fighter who could combat enemies coming from the 10 directions simultaneously would stand little chance against thousands of members of the opposition. Rama is no ordinary person. He is the Supreme Lord, non-different from God, descending to earth in an incarnation form whose appearance day anniversary is known as Rama Nomi. Rama used just his bow and the arrows released from it. Those arrows were amazing, chasing after the enemy like heat-seeking missiles. No matter which direction they turned, Ravan's men saw Rama. They saw God in a ghastly form, one of a death-dealing serpent. Ravan heard accounts of this amazing incident directly from one of the eyewitnesses. Still, belief in the divine was lacking. Others don't have such a blessing, and so it is easier for them to discount the existence of the Almighty. From the Bhagavad Gita, which is spoken by the same Rama in his form of Shri Krishna, we learn that there are some basic questions we can ask the person who claims to have not seen evidence of God. 1. Have you tasted water? Okay, so you are having trouble believing in an intelligent, original being, who is without birth, who is responsible for everything around. But have you ever drank water? Have you never appreciated its taste? Quote, O son of Kunti, Arjuna, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras, I am the sound in ether and ability in man. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.8. Even the drunkard, whose preferred beverage is beer or wine, can understand God through the taste. The essence of that special thing, it is equivalent with God. 2. Have you seen the light of the sun? In some traditions of spirituality there is heavy emphasis on the sun. Even in Vedic culture there is the all-important sun god, who is also known as Surya. In the Ramayana, to set an example for the need to show proper respect, Sri Rama supplicates the sun god just prior to the final encounter with Ravan, who had gone one step too far in taking the Lord's wife Sita in secret. Though there is a deity in charge of the amazing object that provides seemingly endless heat and light, there is still an original source. The light of the sun is equivalent to God himself. No one would deny they have experienced the light of the sun, and in this way they cannot deny that God exists. 3. Have you seen a living thing? God is the essence of everything that lives. We are samples of God in that way. We define the existence at the local level. When we see a person, what is actually in front of the eyes is a spirit soul animating an otherwise dull and lifeless body. Quote, I am the original fragrance of the earth, and I am the heat in fire, I am the life of all that lives, and I am the penances of all ascetics. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.9. The spirit soul gives life to the individual body, but without the supreme soul there would not be any type of living thing, anywhere. Existence itself is evidence of God. In this way God can be appreciated and experienced indirectly, something like appreciating from afar. The closer one comes to him, the more they get from the relationship. In the higher understanding the Almighty is not to be feared. He is all attractive, ever fresh and new, and so the experience with him brings the highest bliss, a joy never before thought imaginable. In closing, if deny that God ever seeing, questions for ignorance freeing, never felt the light of the sun, or sipped beverage favorite one, a living thing having seen about, know that none God without, life of everything living, proof everywhere giving.